Hey, what's up, everyone? Thanks so much for listening today. You probably know this if you listen to podcasts, but your willingness to rate and review what you've just heard is a huge blessing to our ministry. Really, without that, it's almost impossible for people to find us and be blessed by us. So would you take just a second to rate and review this podcast? Thank you so much.
I can't do what I used to be able to do. I used to be able to play basketball for hours, but if I would do that now, my knee would hurt for weeks. I used to be able to lift weights and do all sorts of other athletic competitions, and I just can't do that anymore. Most of us recognize that as we age, we become more limited in our physical capacity. What we don't always want to recognize is that what's going on in our bodies is also going on in our brains. As I mentioned in the first video, the work of Arthur Brooks, who says that we have two different types of intelligence. We have fluid intelligence and crystallized intelligence. Fluid intelligence has to do with that ability to solve complex problems and to come up with new creative ideas. And that type of intelligence seems to peak in our 30s and then starts to dwindle in our 40s. And that's why many of your favorite inventors or musicians or artists or leaders had their great big breakthrough in their 30s or 20s. But the good news is we have another type of intelligence. We have crystallized intelligence. This is that capacity for wisdom. And this type of intelligence, it really takes ideas from our life and from all our different circumstances, and it's able to apply them to new situations. For example, this is like a librarian who's able to scan through all the different books in the library and grab just the right book for each person. And that's what we have. And that type of intelligence continues to grow well into our 70s and beyond. And I think this is what Solomon is talking about when he writes about this, the gifts that we have to give later on in years in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 29 says this, "The glory of young men is their strength, gray hair, the splendor of the old." And so when you're younger, the gift you have to give to the world is your strength and vitality. But as you age, you have something else to give. You might not be able to be as strong, or might be able to not be able to do all the same things physically or mentally, but you have wisdom. You have experiences, both your successes and your failures, to be able to pass on wisdom to that next generation. And so if you're going through a midlife crisis or maybe a season of burnout, it might be because you're holding on to those good old days, those days when you were different, when you were younger and you had different capacities. And so now it's time to change your mindset. Instead of seeing yourself as the player, now look at yourself as the coach. Instead of seeing yourself as the student, think of yourself as the teacher. Instead of seeing yourself as the apprentice, see yourself as the sage. Instead of seeing yourself as the hero at the center of the story, think of yourself as the guide on the side. Now, when you change your mindset like this, you're not accepting a downgrade in your life or in your contribution. This is a very important purpose. You're passing on wisdom to the next generation who wants to serve their Savior. And so, as you recognize that your body is changing, your brain is changing, that you don't have the same capacities that you used to have, it's time to change your mindset as you enter into midlife. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for all the gifts and abilities and capacities that we had in our younger years. And now, Lord God, as we enter into the second half of our life, we pray that you allow us to be mentors and teachers to pass on wisdom to the next generation who wants to serve you. In your name we pray, amen.